Hordes of athletes, coaches, press, and spectators are just now arriving in Salt Lake City for the Winter Olympics. But there's a group of technicians who have been monitoring and testing the snow there for the last 3 years. They've been in search of the perfect wax, as NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The wax guy is the unsung hero of ski racing. If he gets it right, he gets no glory. If he gets it wrong, he gets all the blame. You can ski without wax, you just have to work harder. And you really feel it in cross-country skiing, which isn't gravity-assisted. The wax is what gives you the ability to push off, and even more importantly, to glide.
I mean, it's a science, but it's also a little bit of an art form, too.
Chris Hall, once a racer himself, is one of 7 wax technicians for the U.S. Nordic team. He travels the World Cup circuit with suitcases brimming with wax. Special blue, universal purple, yellow clister. Hard and gooey, soft and sticky. Thermometers and gauges for assessing the snow. Irons for melting the wax. Corks and brushes to smooth it in are the tools of the trade, which is to measure, predict, and apply the right concoction for the condition. Hall admits it's not exactly a glamour job.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes. I get some strange looks. I just tell them I try and help athletes do the best they can. That's the best way I can explain it.
It's harder than it sounds. Before choosing and applying, Hall has to look at the snow, the actual crystal formation, calculate what it'll be like at race time at various points in the course. And all that can change in just seconds. With a little bit of sun or new snow, the skis will either slip too much or clump up and stop dead.
You want to get this as kick wax as smooth as possible. Okay, that should be enough layers.
So how many did you put on there?
This time I put 5 layers on.
5 layers, and don't even try to get Hall to disclose the formula. In one of 50 wax trailers set up at the Olympic Nordic course at Soldier Hollow, Hall preps the U.S. team's skis for training. The technicians from around the world all keep a close eye on each other and can be found out on the course at first light, sticking thermometers into the snow and squinting at crystals. It's precise, but far from exact. Everything can and will change.
Yeah, maybe you look up in the sky and you see a couple clouds, and you maybe have to, just kind of go on a feeling rather than what is working at the time.
It may seem a bit arcane and the work unappreciated, but the skiers themselves have nothing but praise and faith in the technicians. Carl Swenson is one of the U.S. team's top contenders in sprint and long-distance events.
The times that separate the top 10 or 20 World Cup skiers, Olympic skiers, is pretty small. And if you have skis that are just a tenth of a percent faster than another guy's, it's a huge advantage.
But it also can be a disadvantage. Usually, though, Swenson says, when the conditions change and the wax is wrong, everybody gets slowed. Picture 100 skiers in aerodynamic Lycra bodysuits moving in sludge.
We had a 50-kilometer classic race at our national championships up in Bozeman, Montana, just a couple weeks ago. And it was one of those days. It was really tricky, but it was a mass start. And so we could see everybody was trying to scrape. Some people were stopping, and it was kind of funny because, there was nothing anybody could do, and we could all see everybody was better or worse in certain places on the course, and everybody was struggling with the wax, so it was one of the slowest 50Ks we've ever raced.
When the wax is right, the skiers say, the planets align. Every glide feels nearly effortless, and you see yourself on the medals podium. When the wax is wrong, the national anthem fades, and you might as well walk.
Oh, man.
Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News, Salt Lake City.